Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello, Ed. Welcome back to Creating Change. This is Doug Foresta, your host as always. And today I'm going to be talking about using journaling and particularly a specific type of journaling for self-discovery and to really help you to shift your story, find your voice, and be a thought leader. I really found the impetus behind this episode is I was reading an article recently about some research that's been done about how journaling helps in recovery from divorce, which I thought was really interesting. So these researchers did a study, and you can Google it. It's writing a story about your divorce aids in recovery. It was done through the where this was. It looks like the UA Department of Psychology, and again, you could find this pretty easily online. And what they found was that was really interesting is that they found, well, first of all, obviously divorce can be very stressful. And what they found is that they involved 109 separated or divorced men and women, and they were randomly divided into three groups. Each group was assigned various topics to write about in a journal, including traditional writing, expressive writing about their most deeply held feelings, narrative expression, where they're writing what they're feeling in the form of a story with a beginning, middle, and end. And the last group was simply asked to write non-emotionally about their day-to-day activities. And what they found, which was really interesting, is that the group that had written in the narrative expression seemed to have the lower heart rate than participants in the other two groups. And so what they took out of this is that the idea of creating a story in a structured way, not just to re-experience your emotions, this is directly from the study, but make meaning out of them, allows you to process those feelings in a more physiologically adaptive way, meaning that it was really helpful for the people in the study. Now, what does this have to do with voice? What does it have to do with thought leadership? Well, allow me to explain. It's interesting because years ago I developed a program called Transformative Journaling, and I've always been very interested in story. And you know, if you're a fan of the show, you know I've talked many times about story, and I lead story groups. But I think what's really interesting about this is the idea of being able to take your experiences and make something out of them. Warren Bennis, in the book On Becoming a Leader, which is one of my favorite books on leadership, he talks about this idea of being able to take your experiences and make something of them. I think the way that we do that is through story. So what's really interesting is a lot of times, for example, people start out online. You know, I work with a lot of coaches and authors. I help them with podcasting and with different marketing strategies to get out there and be a thought leader. And one of the first things that people ask often is, you know, what should I talk about or what should I say? And I think that this is a fantastic way to think about developing your voice, is to allow yourself to have a daily habit. Get a notebook, or if you want to do it electronically, I still love pen and paper. To me, nothing beats pen and paper. But to get a notebook and a pen and paper, or, you know, if you want to do it on an iPad or, you know, some other electronic device, that's fine too, if that works for you. But start writing out your experiences, but then you can't stop there. You've got to really think about putting that into a beginning, middle, and end. What's interesting too is that you may already, for example, you may have a business and you may have content, and maybe you've hit a roadblock and you think to yourself, okay, what's next? I feel like what I'm doing is stale. I think that's where we also need to go back and restory our lives. You know, it's interesting because for me right now, you know, we're always in the middle of the story, right? I mean, the story is not done until, you know, until the end. And if you believe in reincarnation, then, you know, maybe it's just beginning. But, you know, I recently, most recent for me, as of this recording, I had a baby daughter that was born a few weeks ago. And the, you know, that's definitely a big part of changing the story for me, right? So for many years, I was the dad of I was a dad of one child, and now a boy, Sam. If you haven't heard the episode with Sam and I encourage you to go back and listen to it. We have an episode that we did together of Creating Change, but you know, that has changed for me now. And so now I am the father of a boy and a girl, and that's going to change my story, and that's going to evolve my voice and, you know, end up in my content, as it already is, as you're listening to this. And so it's really important that as we have life events, right, that occur, as we soak up life, as we experience life, that we be able to then recycle that back. So you might be at a place, like I said, where you really haven't shared a lot of content and you're just at the beginning of your journey, and that's fine. Or you might already be at a place where, for example, you have a website, you have a podcast, you have a vlog, or you're writing a regular blog, but we still always need to be able to, it's really important to continue that story. And I think taking that time to journal and ask yourself, not just to have experiences, but to learn from them. And that's, to go back to Warren Bennis, I mean, that's really what he talks about, is the idea that leaders don't just have experiences, they learn from them. And that's really what makes for thought leadership as well, is it's one thing to give people information or to share information. You know, I could teach people how to start a podcast, right? But that doesn't make me a thought leader, because those are just steps that anyone could share. What makes me a thought leader is my story and my thoughts about my experiences and my thoughts about helping hundreds of people start their own podcast. That is what would make me a thought leader. So think about this. You know, I want you to think about, when we think about stories, is to really see if you can make sense of, first of all, maybe some of the difficulties and some of the challenges in your life. And it's really interesting, because I'm sort of framing this for myself now as I step into this new space. And, you know, when I first started online, you know, I'm a therapist by profession, and I first came into the online space really doing a lot of self-help stuff and helping people with relationships and helping people with all types of things, right? And did online therapy for several years, and then came into the podcasting space and have been teaching people and coaching people and producing podcasts. And I was doing a lot of work about that. And then have recently, if you're a fan of the show, you'll know that I recently changed the focus of the show more towards voice and the expressions of one's voice and all that goes along with that, right? Not just about how to start a podcast or how to start a blog, but more so the emotional piece behind it. You know, what really goes into finding one's voice and fully sharing your voice in the world. And, you know, as I think about how that's evolving, then all of those experiences, like I said, I mean, most recently, the one that obviously is the most salient for me right now is having a baby daughter and how that's going to impact me. And I haven't yet quite really absorbed that yet into my story. You know, that's an event, and it's something that I'm sure that as I go along, it will become more part of my story and will infuse itself into the content. But just taking the time to really journal and write about, okay, here's my experiences. And then, you know, what's the beginning, what's the middle, and what's the end? Not the end forever, because again, you know, our stories continue to evolve, but the end for now, you know, storying our experience. So if you're looking for a way to, you know, if you're looking for a way to find and discover what you're about, clearly, as I said, that what's really interesting is that aside from all the other benefits, there's health benefits. It seems that there are real health benefits to doing this, to storying our lives. It helps to kind of bring our experiences into some cohesive whole. So one of the things that you could do as a piece of content, by the way, is to actually store your experiences, do that in journaling, and then bring that out into the world. You know, share that on a podcast, share that on a blog, share that on a YouTube channel, or share that on your website. Tell a story. See if you can tell the story of your life. And I think our bio, for example, should always be changing. You know, our bio on our website should never be the same for too long. You know, certainly not, I don't think, for more than a year or at the most, maybe 2 years. Because if we're evolving and we're learning, then who we are 2 years later is going to be so much different. I'm sure you've heard, you know, that every so often, I forget how long it is, you know, our cells in our body regenerate and then we have new skin. And so very much that same way, you know, if we're learning and growing and we're shedding old beliefs and old stories, then every so often the who we are is going to be our story is going to change. Not that the fundamentally who we are changes, but the story shifts. And so we have to be able to share that with people in a way that is compelling. And, you know, I think, again, when I think about sort of, we should always be on this edge, on this cusp, I think, of growth and evolution. And that's what I love about podcasting, is that it has that kind of flexibility. I mean, same way even with a book. I mean, I know when I'm writing and I go back to, let's say, you know, my format is playwriting. And when I go back to plays that I wrote 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I simply couldn't write those again because I'm not the same person. You know, if I were to write them again, they would be vastly different because I would be in such a different place. You know, I wrote a play about now, oh my gosh, 5 years ago called Present Company Excluded. And that was a really, you know, it was a painful play, but I was also in a painful place. You know, when I wrote it, I was going through a divorce, a separation and a divorce. And, you know, I wrote it at a time when I didn't even know if I could get through it. But that pain kind of helped me to write that play. And I'm in a different place now. And if I were to write that, I think it would be maybe more difficult for me to tap into that same type of pain that I had when I was going through a divorce. And again, I also have the experience of coming out the other side of it. And so for me, you know, I can tell the story of, you know, I can tell the story of going through a divorce, going through a separation, going through this dark tunnel, and then slowly coming out into the light on the other side of it, which is a perspective and a story that I didn't have even 5 years ago. You know, there's a lot that's happened in the last 5 years. And I bet if you go back and look at, you know, what have you done in the last 5 years, I bet that you have an evolution as well. And what I'm saying is that our voice, you know, what makes us a thought leader is the idea of continuing to evolve. And that's true for people. It's true for companies. It's true for organizations. There has to be some evolution. And I did a whole podcast about how to evolve your voice. And if you haven't checked that one out, I'd encourage you to do that. But the idea is that stories are a great way to, before we can evolve our voice, we have to be able to store our experiences, and that writing is a great way to do that. So I'll give you a couple of different ideas about how to use journaling to do this. So one thing I like to do is just do an event dump. Start out with, you know, just put down everything that everything that's happened in the past week, in the past month, just dump it out. And then, but that's step one, you know, in regular journaling, maybe that's the whole thing that you do. But in narrative journaling, right, in this kind of narrative way that we're looking at things, that's only step one. Then what you want to do is take a look at all of that and start storing it. You know, okay, what happened first? What happened second? How did I feel when this happened? What was my response here? You know, I'll give you an example, right? I'll just give you a little bit of an example of how that works. So in 2015, I was ending a relationship at the beginning of 2015, and I was really in a space of, I felt like I had lost myself a bit in the relationship, and I'd given up sort of too much of myself, and I just found myself really in a depressed place. You know, I was just very sad and I felt just really depleted. And so I remember, you know, one of the things I remember is kind of forcing myself to attend a networking group. And really all I wanted to do was stay home and lay in bed, but I forced myself to attend a networking group. And it's funny because one of the people I met there, who ended up becoming a friend, said to me, you know, when I first met you, I thought you were so serious. And it was interesting because, I mean, I'm really not that serious a person, but the reason that I seem so serious, I think, is because I was sad. You know, I was really sad. I was really down. I just felt like I'd given up too much of myself. And I eventually then I reached out to someone online as well who did kind of this healing work, this modality of healing work that that I really liked, called is Inner Family System, or IFS. And I started doing this work. I started really working on these parts of myself that I noticed that I'd really been neglecting, you know, that I sort of been neglecting parts of myself and neglecting my own well-being. So obviously that's going to relate to voice, right? I mean, if I'm giving up myself in a way in the world that doesn't feel good, how am I going to be sharing my own voice on a podcast? How am I going to be sharing my own voice in different ways? At the time, I was doing a show called The Coach Think Show, which I really enjoyed. And I very much felt like was my voice. But I did that, started doing that in about 2013. And by the end of 2015, well through 2016, one of the things that I started to realize was that I had to decide who I was going to be. I had to redefine myself after this breakup. And so I started, like I said, I started doing this inner bonding work, inner family systems work. And I started to do more journaling and ask myself, what do I want? You know, what matters to me? And little by little, I felt like I started to recover myself. I felt like I started to be able to find myself again. And by the fall of 2016, I was feeling a lot better. Summer 2015, I spent a good amount of time with my son, and we hung out and we had a lot of fun. We went out to amusement parks, and we just did a lot of, you know, just did a lot of things together. And, you know, I just was really enjoying the time with him and slowly recovering myself. I started getting involved in a networking group that I started to make more friends. And I just spent time out of relationships and just really working on myself and my own voice. So you can see how, I'm starting to really story this, right? I'm storying this about what happened. It's not just how I was feeling or, you know, dumping events, but really there's a progression here. And by the end of 2015, I had this peacefulness come over me that was really amazing. You know, I just felt, for the first time in my life, I really felt like I didn't need anything to happen in order to be happy. I just felt happy because I was alive and because I was able to be creative. And I didn't need to be successful. I didn't need to find the right partner. I didn't really need anything. It was just a contentment that was not based on any external, on anything external. And it was really so freeing. And then at the beginning of 2016, a couple of things started to happen all at once, you know, after feeling that. One was I started to have more success with, I was working with workforce organizations, producing podcasts, and that started to pick up, and I started to get more of these workforce podcasts. And then another thing that happened is I also was part of a networking group or a mastermind group, and had this amazing experience of going out to Arizona with my friends from this group, and we did this mastermind, these in-person mastermind sessions together. At the same time, I met someone who, it's funny because part of what I had let go of was the thought of dating or meeting anyone. It just wasn't something that was on my mind. And actually at the practice at the time, I was still practicing therapy a little bit. And I met someone at the therapy practice where I was working, and we started talking, and it was just a great experience. I really enjoyed speaking with her, and we could talk about just about anything. And, you know, I thought to myself, wow, this is really what I'd wanted in my last relationship, but just wasn't able to, you know, wasn't able to get that. And so all these things sort of converged at once. And while I was at the mastermind group, while I was there, I decided to reach out to this woman, and I asked her to go out on a date to a place where they have a place called Quarters, where they have these old 80s games. You know, that's why it's called Quarters, because it's a quarter game. So like Pac-Man and Frogger and all those games. And we ended up going out and we really hit it off. And she is the she is actually the my fiance and the mom of our daughter. And so, you know, I think about 2015 to 2016 as sort of the road back, you know, just sharing with you kind of a little bit of my own story. And I encourage you to think about for yourself, you know, what's happened for you over the last year or two? How have you changed? Are you sharing that with people, you know, and are you putting it together first and foremost for yourself? You know, we have to put that story together for ourselves. Now, there's a lot of events that happen, right? But I'm storying it. And really, you know, for me, the story of the past year and a half has really been a story of realizing that I had lost myself in a way, having the courage finally to speak up and say, this is not what I want. You know, that for me was sort of my own voice was, it took me a while to really, probably too long to say, you know, this isn't what I want to myself, not just to the other person, but to myself, to be honest and say, this is not what I want. To grieve that, to lose that, and then to slowly work my way back, you know, first internally, just dealing with my own grief and my own sadness. And then slowly, you know, finding a way, like I said, you know, with my son, with my work, and coming to this place of contentment and then actually meeting someone. And it's been an amazing journey over this past year. And as, you know, as somebody who creates content, does that inform, right? Is that going to inform, for example, my writing? Is that going to inform? Obviously, it's informing my podcasting because I'm sharing that story with you. But I think we have to have the courage to story our lives, to take these events and take the time to story our lives. And then we have to have the courage not only just to share literally our stories as I've done, but also to allow that story to then to think about how is that now going to change me? How is that informing me? And I think, you know, for me, one of the things I could tell you, you know, one of the takeaways here for me is that the thing that was so freeing was to, I think I was afraid to go through the loss, to realize that I'd put myself in a place where I wasn't happy and I wasn't acknowledging that to myself. And I think I was scared not just to tell the other person that this wasn't right for me, but to tell myself that this wasn't right for me. And so, you know, I could see myself creating content based on really talking about this idea of how do you recognize when you're in a place where you've lost yourself and what to do about it. And that this journey over this past year has really been about losing myself and finding myself. And I think, like I said, I think journaling is a great place to go back to if we do feel like we lose ourselves, because it's a place where you can take time and to just spend time with your, you know, with your soul, with your psyche, whatever you want to call it. Just spend that time to ask yourself, what do I want? What do I need? What's happening? And, you know, I've always been the kind of person to where I've always been very reflective. And I think that that's, you know, that's just sort of a part of my nature. But I think to be leaders, I think we have to develop that, you know, it's one thing to be reflective, but I also, you know, I know life gets busy and it's hard to do this work of storing our life. You know, we're busy living our life to take a step back and to story our lives, I think does take something. And, you know, Joseph Campbell in The Power of Myth talks about how you have to have an hour a day, or you have to have some time or space where you don't know who owes you anything or what you owe anyone else. And you just take that time and he calls it like a sacred space. And it's that space where you can just be and you can ask yourself questions. But I think the piece that Joseph Campbell doesn't talk about in that, and I think this is the extra piece, is we have to have that sacred space to allow ourselves to be, and then we have to story that and bring it back out into the world. So my challenge to you is, when you look at your own materials, when you look at what you're sharing, is it the deepest, fullest expression of yourself as you are now? Have you taken a look at the last couple of years of your life? Or maybe if you haven't storied your life at all, you know, have you looked at your life in totality and story that, and then asked yourself, what are the takeaways? And if you haven't done that, I encourage you to get a journal, get your iPad, whatever you use, and start writing out those experiences and those events, and then start storying them. Just dump everything out, then put them in chronological order, and then start looking at, you know, thematically, emotionally, what is the journey? I've shared with you an example of my own journey over the past year, right? I mean, all of these things really are just events. I had a breakup. You know, I went on this kind of, it started with this inner family systems work, started spending time with my son. You know, I went on this, you know, joined a mastermind group, a networking group. Those are events, right? But the takeaway from them is, what happened? How did they change me? So ask yourself that question. You know, how am I changed over the past couple of years? How have I evolved? And what is the story? And as you do that, you'll find, first of all, you're going to find that you'll surprise yourself, and that you're going to find lessons and themes that you didn't know existed. And then you'll be able to go and share those in the world with others, which again is that piece that I say every week, keep creating. The world needs your gifts. Till next time, this is Doug Foresta at Creating Change. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new episode.